This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2152. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 18th, Algeria, Antarctica, Bangladesh, Chile, China, France, Georgia, India, Indonesia, Korea South, Lithuania, Madagascar, Malaysia, Netherlands, North America, Peru, Romania, Solomon Islands, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Algeria continues to be heard on new shortwave frequencies, testing from its own two sites, but on no discernible, reliable schedule. Another new frequency heard is 21450, says Tom DF5JL, August 15th at 1744. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, monitored almost every hour on August 16th and 17th, and reports the frequencies he found or did not find between 04 and 23 UT. I'll mention the frequencies he's mentioned, but I can't go into detail. That would take forever. 15100, 15340, 17600, 17550, 15700, 21500, 13600, 9450, and 7430 were the ones starting out the day at 0400. However, in some of these cases, although he mentions the frequencies, he was not hearing them during that particular hour, although they had been heard previously. I keep trying to monitor LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier upper sideband, never audible direct but via remotes in Argentina, on Saturdays and Wednesdays when it is allegedly scheduled. So on Saturday, August 13th, it came on abruptly at 15:23, but was off already by 16:05. I didn't have time to listen to the whole thing. On Wednesday, August 17th, they were signing on at 15:01, probably on the air a bit earlier, but this only lasted until it dumped off the air at 15:07, and it never came back during the following hour. This happens frequently. I wonder if they realize that their transmitter has failed. In any event, maybe they were recording and will play the whole program on the following Saturday. Ivo Ivanov has also been monitoring Bangladesh Betar, the external service from Bangladesh, which for years now has been relegated to the domestic service frequency, 100 kilowatts non-directional on 4750, including on August 11th, he found English from 1745 until 1814, a very good signal, but with interference from China, on the same frequency. Also, there was a test tone of 1 kilohertz as early as 1730. And several other languages from Bangladesh were also heard before and after the English segment. From Claudio Galas in the 4th region of Chile, logs of that pirate in Chile, RCW, meaning Radio Compañía Worldwide. He had it on 3995, August 14th, from 0200 until 0420 UT. With news and music from Radio Biobío and Radio Netherlands Worldwide program from the archives at 0245. Also RCW on 7610, August 13th from 2349 to 59 with news from Radio Biobío. Ivo Ivanov heard China in Indonesian on 15020, August 18th from 1030 UT, believed to be spurious. Indonesian is scheduled from the Kunming site on 15135. I find there is another transmission from Kunming in Chinese on 15250, so I figure it's a leapfrog mixing product at 115 kHz intervals. From the transmitter site at Rumul, France, across the border from Monaco, Raphael Cox, COCKX in Belgium, reports hearing Radio Monte Carlo testing again on longwave, 216 kHz. I was presently surprised to stumble across this on my car radio just outside of Brussels. Not as good reception as RTL or RTE further up the longwave band, but still pretty easy to understand. This was posted at 1830 UT. Michael, 2E0IHW in the UK, replies, very interesting development. RMC must have audience research to explain this. But there was no signal on 216 when he checked at 2124 UT August 13th. Maybe it's only on the air at certain hours. He says, I often listen to Luxembourg and Ireland. RTL sadly switches off after midnight. Here's a rare catch from Abkhazia, the Russian-occupied portion of Georgia, known as Abkhaz Radio or APSUA Radio. APSUA is monitored by Ivo Ivanov. The frequency is around 9535 plus or minus, but never right on, it seems. August 16th at 0700, he says a new frequency, 9535.9. But on August 18th at 0427 and 604, they were on the low side, 9534.8 variable, but by 0630 they were back up to 9535.9. This is a 5 kilowatt transmitter, non-directional, mostly in the Abkhazian language. All India Radio covers Independence Day ceremonies each year. Thanks to Alek Gupta for reminding us. Starting at 0135 UT, August 15th, on 13710, supposedly in English. I was not getting very good reception, but noted that this could also be seen on streaming from Doordarshan Indian Television with perfect reception. It started out with announcers in English and Hindi taking turns describing the spectacle. But then the Prime Minister Modi spoke for 82 minutes in Hindi only. I turned on the auto-generated closed captioning for supposedly English, but it was nonsense, gobbledygook. It seems the bot was listening to the original Hindi, and instead of translating it, displaying English terms resembling the Hindi syllables. Of course, that is not India's fault, but YouTube's. Paul Gagar in Austria reminds the British DX Club that RRI, the Voice of Indonesia, is now running its 2022 quiz, according to their website. It runs through September 4th. It's not clear what the prizes are, but there are hints that it may involve travel. We know in past years they've actually given away free trips to Indonesia, which seems strange for an international service which can barely keep on the air. That's what happened in 2017, as Ron Howard reminds us. Anyhow, look for it via their website, www.voinews.id. Bill Harms in Walworth, New York, who has historical ties to South Korea, says, extra, extra, KBS World Radio issuing paper QSLs. I hit the jackpot today. They sent 5 paper QSLs, featuring 5 different previously issued designs, one dating back to 2002, for reports sent this July. A story about the different designs is written on the backs of these cards. I'm happy and excited to receive these QSL cards because it means they have not suspended issuing paper QSLs, even though they are issuing instant eQSLs online. If you happen to hear them on shortwave, consider sending them a reception report and thanking them. Knowing they have listeners is very encouraging to KBS World Radio. About the clandestines from South to North Korea, Ron Howard in California says, Echo of Hope, VOH was using only 3 of their 6 frequencies the week of August 8th to 11th. His observations on Monday, August 15th, for that week through the following Sunday, the 21st, Echo of Hope, VOH, at 1140 UT was heard with weekday-only English language lessons on 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. While the other station, Voice of the People, was on 3480, 3910, and 3930, those 3, fair with no jamming, also on 4450, 6520, and 6600. Checked at 1145 UT. And the third station, which is on only 1 frequency, Voice of Freedom, was on 5920. Not jammed, but moderate noise at 1150. He says August 11th was the first day it was on 5920 instead of 6045. There was strong interference from 13 to 14 from Shokuze or Seabreeze from Japan for North Korea. On 6045 and 6135, former frequencies for Voice of Freedom, there was super jamming from North Korea against nothing. Via Steve Witt in the Medium Wave Circle, more about the new Radio Lenta on 1557 kHz from Lithuania. We told you about last week. He found an announcement about this at the Lithuanian radio website, www.lrt.lt. will start broadcasting a Russian-language Netherlands-registered radio station, Radio Pravda, accessible to audiences in Russia, Belarus, and elsewhere. For Russian-speaking audiences, from 20 hours until midnight local time, said a spokesman for LRTC. Aimed against disinformation, against war, to compensate for Russia's anti-Ukrainian propaganda, to be picked up as far away as Siberia, Central Asia, and Kazakhstan. Radio Pravda will be broadcast from Sitkunai in central Lithuania. That radio station originally came online in 1950 and then played a major role during the January 1991 events. In their attempts to topple the Lithuanian government, which had declared in March 1990, Soviet troops occupied the LRT building and the TV tower in Vilnius. Lithuania's broadcast then moved temporarily to the Sitkunai station. It ceased broadcasting medium wave in 2003 before being shut down entirely 8 years ago, but now it's back on 1557. Madagascar World Voice has two different programs in English, one for Africa, obviously called African Pathways Radio. The other hour in English is for Asia, the same as carried on KNLS, its sibling station in Alaska, but which is which, schedules are confusing. I did hear them in English, August 17th at 03:30 amid the hour, on 13760, without an African accent, yet the IB list shows that as African Pathways Radio. Yet the APR website in particular does not show that hour, so it must have been KNLS programming instead. Although well heard here across Africa to the northwest of Madagascar, that hour on 13760 is registered as 40 degrees for South Asia. Following up last week's observation, Zaharias Yangas in Greece found RTM Sarawak off frequency again from 9835. August 18th reported at 0728 on 9836.75. But by 1010 UT, they were back on 9835. About DRI, Delta Radio International, the low-power, private, non-pirate station in the Netherlands. Kari Kallio in Finland says on August 12th, ART, the operator, AART, had been sick for many months and is now recovering. Great, because he'd just been reported by Tom, DF5JL in Germany, not far away. August 12th at 1642. Or is it the other way around, not clear, Radio Delta International? Or just Radio Delta, as Manuel Meneth in Spain reports it on 6005, August 12th at 1834 with a fair signal. Very nice to hear Radio Delta again. Not to be confused with the call transmitter in Germany of shortwave service, which is on 6005, but before 16 UT. But another problem for RDI, a 1900 strong interference from Taiwan relayed via Bulgaria in French. And as Ivo Ivanov points out, also interference from Taiwan in Russian at 20 to 2030. RDI is a 1 kilowatt transmitter from Elburg in the Netherlands, and its alternate frequency, which also has interference problems, 6020. A couple of North American pirates I logged this week, at the time the only ones on the pirate ban, with thanks to HF Underground reports for identifying them. August 15th at midnight 46, 6954 USB, some jazz, and SSTV, Wasteland Radio. August 16th at 23:39, blues music on 6930 USB, identified as Thunder Chicken Radio. In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Australia reports on 4810 Peru, Radio Logos, Chasuta, Tarapoto, San Martin. August 9th at 09:57 with Andean flute music. Announcements may be news at 10:00, but then continuous LA pops. It started off weakly, but strengthened by 10:20. Best on lower side band due to the booming Stanag on 4810.5 and gone by 10:55. He says, tough listening and rarely heard here these days. First time this year. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2152. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger. Send a contribution, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Or may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Ricky Leong in Alberta says, for the first time I can recall this season, I'm hearing Radio Romania International on 7375, in addition to 9850, during their 0300 English broadcast to Western North America. Perhaps their trouble at the Chuganeshi site has been fixed. Alexander Busniaga replies, yes, it has been fixed. Chuganeshi number 1 returned on air 17 August at 10 UT. There are no more technical restrictions regarding shortwave broadcasts from RRI. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight replies, excellent news that number 1 is finally back on the air after, I think, about 16 months' absence. Let's hope the repair lasts. I remember there was trouble with this transmitter before. Puzzling me is why number 3 at Chuganeshi, also 300 kilowatts, was not used as a replacement while number 1 was out of action. Is it non-operational, or maybe only reserved for relays of foreign broadcasters such as IRRS? Perhaps it can be coupled to only a few and not all of the antennas which are available. Does Alexander have an explanation? Alexander replies to that. Chuganeshi number 3 is non-operational now. It had been operational for a few months a few years ago in order to temporarily retransmit broadcast scheduled for number 1, which was out of order then. As far as I know, number 3 is normally used as a spare parts store. Alexander also has on his own website a comprehensive schedule of RRI, so let's go over all the English broadcasts from the Chuganeshi site at 22, 7325, and 9790. At midnight UT, 7375 and 9550. At 03, 7375 and 9850. At 0530 for only half an hour, 9660 and 21550. At 11, 13750 and 15130. At 17, 9760 and 11850. And 2030, another half-hour broadcast only on 11850 and 13650. Now, some of these are also on two other frequencies from the other site, Galbeni. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard notes that SIBC Solomon Islands 5020 once again had an extended broadcast August 15th, still on the air past 1415 UT with non-stop pop songs. As we reported last week, Spain resumed its token English broadcasts Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT. But there are other problems. August 17th, they're supposed to be on four frequencies, of course, but the main one to North America, 17855, was missing. And the one for South America, 11940, was horribly distorted. At least we could still hear it on the Mideast frequency, 15520, or 11670, which had a bit of squealing. Not much is happening on the extra 18 megahertz shortwave broadcast band. In fact, nothing but the China radio war, according to listings, Sound of Hope Taiwan, on 18900 and 18970, of course, attracting CNR1 jamming. However, August 13th at 2352, I found an off-frequency and very weak signal on 18899.81, which I think was really Sound of Hope without the jamming, while 18970 had stronger Chinese jamming only. Thank goodness for Voice of Turkey for such useful features as how to deal with foot odor, that is, stinky feet, during the Feeling Supreme segment I've already heard twice during the English broadcast at 22 UT on 9830. But there was no broadcast at all on August 17th. At 20 UT on 9810, you may hear two different distorted broadcasts in French. As Ivo Ivanov reports, 9810 as scheduled is Radio Cairo, and the other one is a spur from Turkey, 9460. I calculate that Turkey puts the signal on 9810 as a leapfrog mixing product over another of their transmitters on 9635, which is where French is supposed to be, starting at 1930. Listening via remote in New Hampshire, Ricky Long in Alberta reports on 9840, August 13th at 0200, Voice of America's signature fill music looping rather than any programming. The UAE site must have lost the satellite feed from Washington, scheduled at 01 to 03 in Pashto as VOA Diva Radio. I was tuned in before 0300 when that went off, but then VOA came on again looping music after 0300 when the Kuwait site is scheduled. Then Ricky says, program on 9840 at 0315, non-stop pop music, maybe relaying VOA 1, their 24/7 hit music service. But the stream on the website, was in a current affairs program in English instead of music. Before 0330, 9840 announced a greeting to a listener in Nairobi, and IDS VOA 1, 0330, into a language service, presumably Pashto. Concerning World of Radio scheduling, Tim Gaynor of Unique Radio in Australia says his station is temporarily off the air while he is relocating, so no World of Radio or anything else to be heard on 5035 or 3210. August 19th is the third Friday in the month, therefore World of Radio will not be heard on IRRS at 1815 on 7290 or 1323, but please find us on some other broadcast. Trying to keep up with WRMI schedule changes affecting World of Radio, we are no longer to be heard on 5950, Sunday at 2230, or Tuesday at 2330. I recommend, if at all possible, try to catch our very first broadcast of each edition, UT Friday at 0130 on WRMI, 5850 and 7730. However, the latter was off the air last week. That happens to be the only one aimed northeast, up the East Coast and toward Europe, affecting World of Radio. Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave reminds us that TRSW archives past shows on Mixcloud at www.mixcloud.com/texasradiosw, all lowercase, typically available within a few days of their final airplay. Mixcloud's arrangement with international copyright orgs prevents U.S. listeners from hearing programs with more than 4 songs by one artist, so they have not uploaded any of their artist tributes. Shows will be available to non-U.S. listeners soon, he says, as we begin trying to make all our 2021 and 2022 shows available on the Internet. The main TRSW airings on WRMI are 3 separate hours, starting Saturdays at 23 UT on 5950. WINB in Pennsylvania continues to broadcast in DRM, but a hybrid mode unlike any other station. In a 10 kHz wide signal, it's regular DRM programming on the top half, but something encrypted on the bottom half. Suspected to be something to do with stock trading, but apparently the FCC doesn't care. Anyhow, there's a new schedule for DRM and WINB since August 16th, says Ivo Ivanov. These are Monday through Friday only, starting at 07 on 9265, at 0930, 13655, at 11 switching to 13720, at 14, 15675, and from 15 to 17, 15750, all 15 kilowatts aimed 62 degrees towards Western Europe. Ben Cobb of Experimental Radio says, on July 26, the FCC denied renewal of the license for the HF station of County Information Services of Austin, Texas. The station at 8399 West County Road 1050 South, Wanata, Indiana, 46390, that's WANATAH, was licensed for 768 kilowatts ERP on frequencies in the 13 to 20 megahertz bands. The license expired on August 1st. Greg Hardison replies, just Google up that Indiana street address, hit maps, and you'll get an overhead look at the otherworldly Yagi-like antenna thing apparently used by the licensee, which will now ostensibly have to be deconstructed. If your kid near Chicagoland needs braces later this year, look carefully. He or she just might be sporting a mouthful of this thing. A little 250-watt station near me, KLEY, 1130 in Wellington, Kansas, had been broadcasting dead air since June 1st, day and night. But on August 17th, they were back modulating with rock music, no telling for how long. Say, New Zealand Xers ought to try for this Wellington. Terry Kruger in Florida was hearing WPLN, 1430 Madison, Tennessee, August 17th at 0415, relaying BBC World Service. That's the station originally named for the Public Library of Nashville. I also heard it by synchronizing it with BBC on 9915 at 0452. And the next night, around 0600, actually pulled a WPLN ID. Apparently they're on 15 kilowatt day power instead of 1 kilowatt night power. Bob Smoke forwards to ABDX a story from Radio World August 14th by Susan Ashworth. The FCC has imposed a $25,000 penalty on a Florida low-power FM station for rule violations. believed to be the largest fine against an LPFM since that service was created more than 20 years ago. A notice of apparent liability against Jupiter Community Radio, WJUP, in Jupiter, Florida, for alleged violations including operating over its licensed power, failing to permit an inspection, and failing to maintain emergency alert system equipment. The station replied with all kinds of excuses, but the FCC has now upheld the fine. Walt Salvaneve draws our attention to a fascinating article, not HF-related, but about geolocating radar locations from around the world. It appeared last February 11th at bellingcat.com, certainly a very interesting website for many other reasons. The title is Radar Interference Tracker, a new open-source tool to locate active military radar systems. Now about Radio Vanuatu. It had been reliable for some time on the Third Harmonic 11835 after 06UT. I'd been checking them almost every night. I didn't check on August 17th, but that turned out to be the first night they were missing again, also on the 18th, as first noticed by Manuel Mendes in Spain and Ron Howard in California. Also missing from 7260 before 0600, and not found on any other of their known frequencies. Another one where they might possibly appear sometime is 9455, which Ivo Ivanov points out is registered, but it's so far wooden, between 10 and 15 UT, not to be confused with WRMI or USAGM. Oh, one more also found them missing, Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil. Ron Howard says, I'm happy to find they are now giving frequent IDs as Radio Vanuatu Voice Blong Yumi. These are reception on 11835, and he made a recording of their ID and a bit of weather forecast, which turned out to be the night before they disappeared again.
Local time in Yumi, and that is time in half past five.
Weather update from Radio Vanuatu, Voice Blong Yumi.
Welcome, come long, wonderful time, long weather update information, long, you mean? We also in Vanuatu to meteorology, more Johannesburg department, Hemi, stop, preparing. I'm going to check them out now, Hemi, weather information, long, you mean, long, northern part, long, country. You mean to expect, now, Hemi, rain, long, 3-7. We in Hemi, blue, now, direction, long, southeast, long, east, long, 15 north. Minimum temperature, long, night, Hemi, 23 degrees Celsius. Have now, honey, weather information long, you mean, long, northern part from country. You need to check about any weather information long, you mean, long, south, you need to expect them now, honey, plus mal rain, wind, honey, blown a low direction, long, east, long, east, long, 50 knots. Minimum temperature, long, today night, honey, 19 degrees Celsius. With him, honey, you take him, you need to, if I'm long, end, long, weather update, long, you need to, long, 3-7. You continue on time, long, take him, plenty care.
Weather update long Radio Vanuatu, Voice from Yumi.
The propagation outlook from SWPC. After geomagnetic storming August 17th and 18th, a quiet period, August 22nd to 26th, but ANK indices rising to 12 and 4 on the 27th, and higher storming on September 4th with a peak of 28 and 6. Polar flux bottoming out at 94, August 24th to 27th, and then rising gradually to a peak of 126 by September 10th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2152 with a standard disclaimer.